Well, hello there. I'm Brendan Haley, the creator of It Listens from the Radio. Thank you so much for your continued support of our spooky little show. We truly hope you're scared. Boo. Independent projects such as this rely entirely on the generosity of, well, you all. No pressure. So, that being said, if you are able, please consider giving to the show a favorite cast member or crew member. Anything and everything helps us make more weird and wacky Halloween spooky content that you get to enjoy. All right. Enough of that. Enjoy the show, and thank you so much for listening.
Graham!
Huh? What?
Please tell me you did not fall asleep at your desk again.
Would you buy that? I was just resting my eyes.
So, was the snoring just a performance piece then, or...
Oh, God.
Hold up. Is that the same outfit you were wearing yesterday? Did you never go home?
I meant to. I really did. But I was sketching late, and one thing led to another.
Graham.
I know. I really wanted to get a couple of new pieces done before this morning's meeting so that... Oh, God! This morning's meeting! It's...
Now? Yeah, that's what I was coming to tell you when I found you sawing logs.
No, that can't be. I still need to finish... something. Look at this. It's all garbage.
I don't know what to tell you. I guess grab the least garbagey thing, because we gotta go.
I just need, like... 5 minutes?
We don't have 5 minutes, and not to add to your already considerable panic, but Carruthers is in a mood today, so grab something and let's move.
Shit.
And naturally, all the good seats are taken.
I told you I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it. There are some seats in the back that might actually be better, considering...
Honestly, wherever works, as long as we don't have to sit next to...
Well. If it isn't our resident Limey and his little sidekick. Nice of you two to join us.
Hughes, I was just talking about you.
Yeah? Wondering what it's like to actually be successful? You know, Babette, if you weren't always so busy saving his ass, you might actually make something of yourself here.
Gosh, Hughes, that's so thoughtful of you. It was always a dream of mine to get upward mobility career advice from a middle management pencil pusher at a cereal company.
Go ahead and make fun, but at least my job's secure. This company's always gonna need someone to crunch numbers, unlike this charity case who hasn't turned in a good design in years. Face the facts, Grammy boy. You're out of ideas. Might be better to go back across the pond and let some new talent who can still deliver have a crack at things.
Why, you son of a...
What are you all doing still standing around? This is not the time for chit-chat. We have business to do. Take a seat. Now.
Yes, Mr. Carruthers.
All right, everyone, settle down. I'm just gonna get right down to it. When my grandfather, Cornelius Carruthers, founded the Tasty Mills Company, it was with the dream of a better breakfast on every table in America. For nearly half a century, Tasty Mills was the leading cereal brand across these here United States, and our company mascot, Granny the Elf, was beloved by children from sea to shining sea. But times, they've changed. Seems folks don't want to share a good, wholesome bowl of cereal with their family anymore. Instead, they want to park in front of the TV and eat that marshmallow crap cranked out by our competitors. And even old Granny's fallen out of favor ever since the First Lady suggested he looked a little too light in his loafers to be a true symbol of America. In short, we're getting two scoops of our asses handed to us out there, and I need to know what the hell we're doing about it.
Sir, the culinary department has finally taken the new cereal out to several test groups, and the feedback is overwhelmingly positive. We found it's just the right balance of puffed rice and cinnamon.
Fuck your Cinnamon Jones. That cereal could be as magical as pure-cut cocaine baked by your grandma on Christmas morning, and it doesn't mean a goddamn thing if we can't market it, which I thought I was supposed to have some mock-ups of potential new mascots on my desk this morning.
I believe Graham Howell was heading up that aspect of the project, sir.
That asshole.
Now, Hughes, don't tattle. It's unbecoming. Still, you are correct. Graham, why haven't I seen anything?
Well, I've been trying to come up with different characters that speak to our broad customer base and really find that perfect mix between endearing and...
Do you have something or not? And mind you, I don't want another oat ogre debacle.
You did really biff it with that one, Graham.
No, I've been going in a different direction with these latest sketches, but I really think that I need more time.
What's that you brought with you?
These? There's some very early drafts, but I don't...
Bring them up here.
Okay, but sir, I really need...
I don't think I stuttered. Hand them over. What's this? Is this a tail?
It's a tentacle. I was thinking like an octopus, so that it could hold 8 spoons.
I hate it.
Okay.
Is this it? This all sucks. There's barely anything here.
I know. I just need a little more time.
Take these and get out of here.
Oh, I...
Actually, no. You stay. Everyone else, get out.
Mr. Carruthers, I really think that with a bit more group problem-solving...
I am problem-solving, Babette. Everyone out. Now.
Mr. Carruthers, I know that you're expecting something more nuanced, and there's really no excuse.
Hang on a second. Frank, could you get the door on your way out? Thanks.
Mr. Carruthers?
No. Not a word. I want you to listen very carefully. I've given you a chance, Graham. Hell, I've given you all the chances. The company finished paying for your education and brought you here from the UK because you showed promise, and Tacey Mills prides itself on having the best. But I didn't get the best, did I? You've been here, what, 4 years? And in that time, the most you've done is design the art for a sweepstakes campaign that we couldn't even complete because no one bothered to save enough box tops.
Well, we certainly couldn't have known that...
Shut up. The point is, you're sinking to the bottom like a milk-logged piece of shredded wheat, and I can't have that. So this is it. I need a marketable character for the new cereal line on my desk first thing tomorrow morning, or you're not only done here, but I'll send your ass back to Britain in a goddamn shipping crate. Do you understand me?
I understand what you're saying, but tomorrow morning? I'm not even sure if that's possible.
I didn't ask if it was possible. I asked if you understood me.
I...
Do you?
I do, sir. Yes.
Good. Now get the hell out of my sight.
Are you okay? What did he say to you?
Have you been waiting for me?
There was no way I was going to be able to concentrate on the sales sheets knowing that you were stuck alone with Kellogg Carruthers, destroyer of worlds.
I wish he'd have just destroyed me. Would have saved me further heartache.
I know.
He basically said I need to deliver a marketable character by morning or I'm done, in a number of ways.
God, what are you going to do?
I don't really have a choice. Without this job, I can't afford, well, anything. And I can't really go back to London. My family was very clear about the fact that they weren't too keen about having a artist in the family.
Right, but do you really think you'll be able to turn something out by morning?
Of course he can't.
Damn it, Hughes, don't you have anything better to do than lurk?
And don't you have anything better to do than dote on a loser? Besides, I wasn't lurking. Someone left this in the mailroom for Grammy Boy here, and I offered to bring it by myself. Considering this is probably the last time I'll be seeing him and all.
You're a real asshole, you know that?
So you've said. But this time tomorrow, I'll still be a gainfully employed asshole, which is more than I can say for some.
Hand over the package and get the hell out of here before we have a situation only HR can solve.
Whatever. Good luck doodling, loser.
That guy's a real piece of work. You okay?
Yeah. No. I mean, whatever. It's just another in today's list of things. I don't know why I always just stand there and take it.
I'll agree with you on that. You shouldn't be taking anything from anybody. Well, except for this. Take your mail.
Oh, right.
What is it?
I don't know. I didn't order anything, and no one ever sends me stuff, so your guess is as good as mine. It's... a book?
Huh. That's a weird-looking book.
Yeah. And it looks like it's hand-bound. And handwritten. Or drawn. It's like a bunch of loose notes and illustrations stuck together.
Sounds like some weird artsy nonsense. Is there a note?
Wait. Here's a little card.
What's it say?
For inspiration. Huh. That's it. No signature or anything.
Weird. Let me see. It looks like a bunch of nerd art for that Dungeons and Goblins game all the kids are playing.
Huh.
And what is written down is just a bunch of nonsense phrases like, what's this mean? Depiction is invocation. Here, take it back. If I wanted to read something I didn't understand, I'd look at the ingredients list on a box of crunchy wheats.
Just throw it on the desk. I don't have time for that now anyway. I need to figure out what the hell I'm going to do about these illustrations.
What are you thinking? Do you have any ideas?
Absolutely none.
If you want, I can stay and help you brainstorm.
I appreciate that. But no. If you're away from your desk too long, you'll get in trouble too. And this is something I just need to tackle on my own.
You sure?
No. But I don't have a choice, so I might as well get to it.
Okay, but please call me if you need me, okay? I'm serious.
Thanks. Don't be intimidated by the blank page. You've got this. It's early, there's plenty of time. Let's do this.
Hey, buddy. Sorry to interrupt, but I'm going to start locking up the building, and I wanted to see if you were planning on heading out or if you were going to stay late again.
What time is it? It can't be that late in the day already.
Yeah, it's 5:30. Parking lot was practically empty when I got here. Do you need me to let anyone know you're here? I could go and see if your lady friend is still around.
No. No, that's okay. I will be staying late again, so everything's fine.
Right. Okay, then. I'm going to stop by mopping the bathrooms on the fourth floor, in case you need the ones down here to freshen up or what have you.
What? Do I smell or something?
Well, I better get started. I'll be out by 9. Holler if you need anything.
Oh, okay. You didn't really answer my... Right. Same outfit from a day ago. 2 days ago? How depressing. Oh, but maybe I can use it. Like, a character with a good sense of smell. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. A woodland creature who's lured to the breakfast table by the scent of cinnamon. The Cinnamon Sniffer. Yes. And it's utter shit. Complete and utter shit. What am I even doing? I've got nothing. I mean... look at this place. It's a graveyard of scrap paper. And now I'm talking to myself. And why not? It's all I've got left. I mean, God, the only halfway decent art in this whole damn cubicle is in that creepy book that Hughes dropped off. Wait a minute. The book. Now, where did... aha! Some of this stuff isn't half bad. A bit grisly for my tastes, but if they were tweaked... Oh, I like the look of you. Though, If I had illustrated you, I'd have made some slight modifications. Kinda like this. Not bad, but I can do better. Oh yeah. Oh yeah! Hold tight, Mr. Carruthers. I might just have the perfect addition to your balanced breakfast after all. Bloody hell. Did I fall asleep at my desk again?
Crunch, munch.
Yes, I'm well aware that it's a problem. I just need
Crunch, munch.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What? How?
Crunch, munch.
You're the... from the drawing. I don't... what?
Crunch, munch.
Unbelievable. It's like you've come right off the page.
Crunch, munch.
How did this happen?
Crunch?
Munch. Yes, I heard. Is that all you can say? Don't be absurd, Graham. You're talking to something that shouldn't possibly exist, and you're concerned whether it knows more than a few words?
Crunch? Munch.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you want.
Hey there, buddy. I ended up working a bit later than planned. Executive toilet had one hell of a clog. You'd think for a cereal company, these yahoos would have heard a brand.
Crunch.
You might want to stay.
What in the ever-loving jingle fuck is that?
I don't actually know. I drew it, and now it's here.
That ain't no drawing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm struggling with.
Why is it looking at me like that?
Like what?
Crunch.
Oh my God!
Get it off me! Get it off me!
I don't know how! God, there's so much blood! What do I do? What do I do?
Good morning to you too, Mr. Howell.
Mr. Carruthers? What do you... wait. It's morning!
So it would seem, which, as you recall, means your time is up. Now, do you have a design for me? Or do I need to call security?
Mr. Carruthers, if you could just give me a second. I know what I'm about to tell you sounds crazy, but I think...
You don't have a second, Howell. Now move aside.
Mr. Carruthers!
Hello. What have we here? Howell, what is this creature I'm looking at?
Mr. Carruthers, I need you to listen. That creature, it's...
Marvelous.
Sorry? What?
This is first-rate work, Howell. Really came through. I don't know if it was the pressure, too much coffee, or the idle threats, but this is bang-up work. What do I call this beautiful beast?
It's the Crunch Munch.
The Crunch Munch? Ugh, how quaint. And what a perfect mascot with which to launch our brand new Cinnamon Bunches of Crunches cereal. So, what's this Crunch Munches?
It's hungry.
Damn right it is. Hungry. I like it. Simple, to the point. Won't stop until it gets its fill. Kids are gonna fucking love it. First we slap it on the box, then we get some cartoonists from that rat factory to animate it for commercials, and then when the little ones can't get enough, we'll have a box in every pantry from here to Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo is only 2 hours away.
Don't be smart, Howell. Accept your victory gracefully. I'm taking this up to the boys in design, so we can get this cleaned up and ready for the world.
Thank you, Mr. Carruthers. But you could just give me 1 second.
My family didn't build a Fortune 500 company by having a second to spare, Howell. So get out of my way and be happy to keep your job for another day.
Yes, sir.
And when you get home, take a damn shower. You smell like sweat and old...
This isn't exactly the I just saved my job and my ass energy I was expecting.
Look, have you seen Irv?
The night janitor? No, I haven't.
God.
It's not that unusual. He's a night janitor. It's daytime. What's this about?
I don't know how to explain it, but I think something terrible has happened.
What? What happened? You're starting to freak me out.
No. Don't leave the cubicle. Just listen.
Okay, you got me. I'm listening. What's up?
I'm about to tell you. It's going to sound absolutely mad. But I think the thing that I drew, the Grunch Munch, ate Merv.
I'm sorry, what exactly?
I'm serious. I was really struggling last night and kept drawing a blank, literally. And in a moment of frustration, I started sifting through that weird book that showed up yesterday.
Wait, are you telling me you copied art out of that book, Ram? I love you, but do you even know how serious an offense that could be?
I didn't copy. Not exactly. I looked at it for inspiration. And I put my own spin on one of the little creatures I saw in there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I must have passed out or something, because when I came to, it was there. The creature from the page.
Mm-hmm.
Except it wasn't on the page anymore.
Hmm. Okay, you're losing me again.
I'm serious, Babette. I came to, and it was sitting there, as real as you or me. It stared at me and kept saying its name. Grunch Munch. Grunch Munch. And then it ate Irv.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but do you hear yourself? I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing because you probably need some help right now or something, but
I'm not joking. I saw it happen. It was horrible.
Okay, say an adorable cartoon serial mascot sprung to life from a piece of paper and started eating our night janitor.
Did.
Wouldn't there be evidence? Blood everywhere. Janitor bits. Follow-up question. Where's the creature?
I don't know. I passed out, and when I woke up, it was morning, and Carruthers was here to take my illustration.
Well, there you go. It was all just a crazy dream, which makes sense. You've been beyond stress lately and completely...
I'm telling you, it was real.
I'm sure it seemed real.
Babette, please. I'm not crazy.
Okay. Okay, I'll tell you what. The custodial station is down in the basement. It's where the janitors clock in and out. Why don't we go down there and check the time cards? And when you see Irv clocked out last night, we can put this to rest. Deal?
And if he didn't?
Then I'll help you find him. But I promise you, he did. So why don't we go and see?
Fine.
Everything's gonna be okay. You'll see.
If you say so.
And when we get back up here, you're going to show me exactly what from that book you were sketching, because we may need to get out in front of this. Like, contact legal or, I don't know. Not to mention have a very serious talk about ethical art.
I didn't copy.
Now, what exactly were those two weirdos going on about?
The custodial station is right up ahead.
It's depressing down here.
It's the basement of a cereal company. Of course it's depressing. Nothing down here but processed sugar and regret. Hello? Hello, hello? Anyone here? We need to inspect your time cards for totally legit, not at all deranged reasons. Huh. Maybe they're out.
Or dead.
Don't be so dramatic.
Munch!
What the fuck was that?
There. On the desk.
Oh my god.
Don't move.
Is that...
Yes! I told you!
It's terrifying and kind of adorable.
Stay very, very still. It looks like it's ready to pounce.
How can you tell? It's unlike anything
Crunch
I've ever...
Mud.
Ah! Run!
Still behind us.
That's, yes. Oh, God.
Mud.
The stairs. Get to the stairs. Don't look back.
Run.
You don't have to tell me twice. Go.
Mud.
The door. Get the door. That was close.
Yeah, well, I don't think that door is going to hold for long, which means we need some kind of plan. Fast.
Right. About that. Kind of a serial mascot sprung to life from an illustration, I imagine, a niche occurrence. How exactly does one plan for that?
Your sarcasm is duly noted and not helping.
I just don't know what to do. I wish I'd never even seen that book. Oh my god. The book!
Right! You drew the monster based on something from the book. Maybe there's an answer in there.
Is that crazy to even consider?
Look, at least it's something. Go! Where'd you leave it?
It should be there on the desk.
I don't see it.
Nonsense, I left it right... What? Where did it go? It was here, I swear. I don't know how...
Oh, looking for this?
Hughes.
He's got the book.
Give that back. You have no idea what you're holding. Just hand it over. Please.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. See, despite what you said, I know exactly what it is I'm holding.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I had a nice little flip through the pages of this little beauty while you two were off fucking around on the company clock. And needless to say, I found some of the content to be very interesting.
Look, Hughes, I don't know what you think you're-
I saw the artwork you turned into Carruthers this morning, you union jack-off. And there's some drawings in this book that are remarkably similar. Sure, you changed some details and made the style your own, but I still think legal might be interested in having a peek. Don't you?
God, what is your fucking problem? You have been on my ass since the day I got here. And I never did a thing to you. And for the record, I didn't copy that art.
Maybe, maybe not. But if we're having honesty hour, the truth is, I don't really care. I just don't like you.
And? So what? You chose to make that everyone else's problem too? That's really fucking American of you. No offense.
None taken. But international expressions of pissiness aside, just give us the damn book, Hughes. Unless you want things to get more ugly than they already are.
Oh, come on. What are you gonna do, Babette? Beat me up? All that will achieve is getting you booted too. Face the facts. Your boy's fucked, and I win.
Crunch.
What the?
He got out!
What the fuck? Get it off me!
What do we do?
I'm sorry, you want me to help him?
Get the book!
Get it off me!
I think a bit of Hughes got on my shirt.
There! The book next to his... whatever that is.
I'm going for it!
Look out!
Did you just hit that thing with a stapler?
Grab the book and run!
Right.
Run! Everybody run! Get out while you can!
Did you see? That thing was literally swallowing the parts of Hughes it ripped off whole.
That explains the lack of janitor.
That was way close. I don't think we're going to make it to the exit.
The conference room's ahead. We can barricade ourselves in there and see if the book has any answers.
I don't love that. But I can live with it. Go!
Quick, find something to block the door.
Ram? We're not alone.
Mr. Carruthers! Oh my god, what happened to you?
What happened to your arm?
It bit it off. It tried to kill me, but I punched it and ran. That thing, no match for American fortitude.
Yeah, you really showed it.
You encountered the monster. The Crunch Bunch.
If that's what you call it.
But how? It was behind us. When did this happen?
What do you mean? Behind you. It came from my office, from the machine.
Machine?
The fax machine.
What?
Oh my god.
Babette, want to fill us in?
What I read in the book last night. Here it is. Here. Depiction is invocation. Oh my god. I think I get it.
What? What's that mean?
You illustrated the monster from the book. In doing so, you summoned it. Depiction is...
invocation.
It occurred to me when Carruthers mentioned the fax. Because what does a fax machine do? It makes a copy. It wasn't our monster that attacked him. It was a new one from a new depiction.
Are you saying there's two of them?
What the fuck are you talking about? Is this your fault? Did you do this to me?
I honestly don't know.
It's out there.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I think he knows we're in here.
Clearly. Mr. Carruthers, who did you send that fax to?
I just need
We don't have a minute!
For fuck's sake! Carruthers! Who did you send that fax to?
You dare speak to me like that? Have you fucking fired?
We survive this. I'll write you a damn resignation letter. Now who?
The packaging department. Having them take Graham's drawing to prepare boxes for the test market.
You're printing my art on boxes already? Isn't that a little soon? I haven't even had time to refine the piece.
Having another artist to do it. Making it better?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Now's not the time for an artistic ethics hissy fit. Did you understand what it means if these test market boxes get printed? We're talking dozens, if not hundreds, of those things.
It's inside!
We're cornered!
Sir?
I hate to say this, but I think Carruthers might have shuffled off to the big cereal factory in the sky.
This is all my fault.
We'll worry about it later. If that thing gets any closer, we might be joining him.
The book. Is there anything in the book?
Right. Okay. I'm looking.
What you seek is not in the book, for its pages are merely effect, not causation.
Did that just come from the Crunch Munch?
It can talk?
We speak to the summoner, so that you may know your avarice has a voice.
The summoner?
I think that's you.
Me? What? I didn't ask for this!
But you did! We are born out of selfishness and greed, that wickedness which consumes humanity, until that's all that remains. We consume until there is nothing left.
That's not what I wanted.
You wished to create the ultimate consumer product. And you did. You produced us. And we consume. There is nothing left to say, Summoner, except crunch. Munch. Crunch.
What? Did you just shove the book into his mouth? What if we needed that?
It jumped at me! I didn't know what to do!
That binding isn't gonna hold for long. Run!
Crunch munch.
Carruthers' office is ahead. We can use his phone to call off the test boxes.
Right.
Crunch munch.
It's on our tail.
It's both of them.
They're gaining.
Get the door.
I can't. The hinges are broken. The other Crunch Munch must have shattered them after it attacked Carruthers and escaped.
What are we going to do?
I don't... There, on the desk.
What?
My original drawing, the one Carruthers faxed. And there, on the tray, the copy. I have an idea.
Why are you folding those together and putting them in your pocket?
Sorry, Babette. For everything. Thank you for believing in me and my art. Hell, you believed in it more than I did. Which is why we're here.
Why are you saying all of this?
Because it was right. I put the Crunch Munch on the page. I wanted to create something that didn't just save my job, but proved I was worth it.
Why are you backing toward the door? You're scaring me.
And maybe I copied. Just a little. It was a selfish choice. A desperate one, but I did what I thought the cereal company wanted me to do.
Graham?
But breakfast is over. Now, the most important meal of the day is me.
Where'd the monsters go? Where'd he go? The illustrations in his pockets. He destroyed the depictions. And the depictor. No depictor, no invocation. You stupid, stupid man. If you had just waited. There had to be a way to destroy the drawing and the copy without destroying yourself, too. If only we had more. Oh my god, the copies. What's the extension? What's the extension?
Packaging department, Mrs. Steve.
Steve, I'm calling from the main office. It's about the fax Mr. Carruthers sent.
Yeah, it's been passed off to print. We're good to go.
No, we are not good to go. We are bad to go. Very, very, very bad. You need to halt the printing.
I'm sorry, what?
You need to halt the printing.
Crunch, munch.
What the hell was that? Hold on a second.
For the love of God, stop the printing!
And at the top of the hour, a silver lining to one of last year's more tragic stories. The town of Cavern Creek, Michigan, which was cordoned off by the United States military following what they referred to as an unprecedented viral outbreak, is set to reopen its town borders later this week. Though Cavern Creek was relatively unknown to the world at large prior to the incident, viewers were likely familiar with its claim to fame, Tasty Mills, the legendary cereal company that calls the town home. Though production halted for Tasty Mills during the tragic events which left most of Cavern Creek's population dead, the company has sworn to return to business as soon as possible, bringing their breakfast best to tables across America. Indeed, Camilla Carruthers, heir to the Tasty Mills fortune and the company's brand new CEO, revealed in a press conference today that she would resume production on a brand new cereal that was conceptualized by her late grandfather, Kellogg Carruthers, based on recipes and art found in the wreckage of the old factory. Hungry viewers can expect this latest treat on store shelves within the coming week, when Tasty Mills will roll out thousands of units across the United States.
It Listens from the Radio is a Lonely Spectre production. Do you like spooky content? Do you want more of it in your life? Well then, scuttle on over to Lonely Spectre Productions on all social media platforms.